Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Bill Young, and welcome to Prayer and Lunch Podcast and Blog Talk Radio Show. It is February 10th, and it's Friday, and it's feast day of Saint Salvator. Now, I don't know if those who are not aware, but she is the twin sister of Saint Benedict. He started some monasteries, of course, and so did she. So they were in line with each other. They had the same feeling for God. And the topic title for today is abandonment. And one thing you notice with all saints, that they abandoned themselves to our Lord Jesus, through Mary, Spirit guidance, Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. And It's amazing what God, when you abandon yourself to God, what things could happen. Amazing things. I believe I told you a story that you were listening to, I believe it was about a week ago. And first, I was, you know, a few months ago, I was getting these, I call them signs, where it was upside down Trinity. Or it was called, I looked it up, and it's called the Trinity Shield. That was popular in the 5th century, and as a way of teaching the flock community of the Trinity, the Holy Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and how three in one God. So it was that premise, and I believe I mentioned I did a podcast on that, and maybe a Block Talk radio show also on that, and I did pray to the Holy Spirit for guidance, because I didn't know really what that meant. And then the next day, hopefully through the Holy Spirit, basically I came up with, well, there's three gods in one. So wherever Jesus is, the Father and the Spirit is also with him. So that means even when we have a Holy Communion, where Jesus is present in the host, in the body and blood of Christ, close by is the Spirit and his Father. So I went on for that. A bunch of times I saw this, some with birds, some with flowers. The birds were acting all random. So God was trying to tell me something. And then I believed on that analysis, it was pleasing to God. That's when I told you someone on Twitter, which I can't really find now, but his Twitter name was Almighty God. Of course, it wasn't really Almighty God, but he used that name and he liked it. But the more important one was on my trust in Jesus, on the picture that I have of our Lord smiled at me. And so I kind of took that as like, yes, Jesus liked it. But then I kind of like, you know, abandoned it. And I went on. And then so the other day, about a week ago or so, sitting in the inside of my garage by the door, we have a little chair where I could put my shoes on before I leave to go to work. So I was doing that, and the garage door was open. So I guess it was like a little wind right by me. I couldn't feel it in my face or my body, but on the floor, it was like moving the flowers that came from outside around in circular motion. And all of a sudden it stopped. And then I noticed there's a normal Trinity. It was more than one, it was like three of them. So I did take a picture of one of them and I posted it on my Twitter account. And also I will post it as my picture for today on this account, because we're going to be doing a special prayer. And it's a prayer to the Holy Spirit to grow in trust and in abandonment of oneself. And then we can continue on day 8 for a novena for Our Lady of Lourdes. And I hope you guys are doing all the different things that they ask you to do. Some are more challenging than others. Today I kind of look ahead because one today it was to miss a meal. I missed one. So another one was to go confession. And with the Holy Communion, I did that Saturday. Another one that is still a challenge, one I haven't done yet, to be honest with you, was to find someone, which I concluded was a neighbor of mine, who doesn't want to talk to me anymore or be a part of me because of Trump winning the presidency. He's very much on the left, as you could say. And I don't think if I voted or didn't vote for him, it would have made a difference. So, you know, he shouldn't really be blaming me. And we had 8 years of a Democrat in the White House, and I didn't blame any Democrat because of that. But anyway, so that's still a challenge I have to do. And today's challenge, in the beginning I thought it was kind of unusual. Is it, do I have a mass said, but a holy soul's in purgatory? And I'm thinking to myself, well, how do I know holy soul? I was thinking of certain names of people. If they're in heaven, if they're holy souls, you know, I don't know the holy souls in purgatory. I don't think none of us will until, you know, we're not living anymore. And hopefully, if we're in purgatory, we're going to be in heaven, so one of the two places. And so, but then it came to me, accepting Holy Spirit, that you meant to literally make intentions for the holy souls of purgatory and then have communion at that Mass for those holy souls of purgatory. But God still wants us to pray for the holy souls, those who are still in purgatory. But just waiting, like maybe one more push, get them right into heaven. So hopefully we can do that push and pray for those holy souls in purgatory. So let's do this prayer first. And it's a prayer of the Holy Spirit to grow in trust and abandonment. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. O Holy Spirit, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of love, you alone know the truth. You alone can examine the essence and the true meaning of all reality. You will know exactly what is good and what is bad for me. Spirit of God, I abandon myself to you. I do not want to know more than what I must know. I do not want to say more than what I must say. I want nothing more than what which you have decided for me. You love me and know what is good for me. Spirit of love, pour out unto me all the gifts that you know wise to give me. Praise be to you. Amen. And in the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. That was a very powerful prayer for all of us to say, and I hope you can repeat that prayer, because it's a great prayer. And play it over again, over again, over again, until you feel the Holy Spirit in you. And as I said, we'll continue on today, the 8th day out of 9, for our Novena to Our Lady of Lourdes. But before we start the Novena portion, it always asks you to do the litany of Our Lady of Lourdes. And I have to find a place marker. Oh, I put that. I apologize. I must have taken out the litany of the rosary. Now I can't find it, of course. Okay, well, let's continue on to the Novena of Honor of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. O God, come to my aid. O Lord, make haste to help me. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. We're now through the Apostles' Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, the only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he rose again, descended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the all holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Today is the eighth day and I need today I'm not too organized apparently. down to perception. Wow. Well, today we're not doing too good. All my seem to be coming out. Well, today, as I said, it was the eighth day, and what I asked you to do was to have